This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Pretty cool weekend for combat sports going on, especially tonight. We've got Bellator 194, part of their heavyweight
Grand Prix.
Yeah, man. Going on. I think it's
big names involved in this.
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, the idea is you get eight guys in a tournament, elimination, kind of like an NCAA tournament style, and the winner is crowned the heavyweight champion of Bellator MMA. And we've already seen one of the Grand Prix matches happen.
Yeah, Kael Sonnen
beat Rampage
Jackson. Yep.
So he goes to the semifinals. He'll face the winner of Frank Mir and Fedor.
That's the one that I really want to see.
Yeah, that's next. That's in April.
Actually, when you look at all these, I mean, when you look at the names in this, it is a matter of, I think, every match you want to see.
Like sure.
Even tonight, Roy Nelson.
Roy Nelson against Matt Mitrione. That's tonight,
yep.
Happening in Uncasville, Connecticut, Mohegan Sun. I feel like I'll tell you that story in a second. Yep.
And then even Ryan Bader against King Mo.
Yep. That's in May. So Sonnen will face the winner of Fedor Frank Mir. And then Mitrione Nelson tonight, the winner of that, will face Ryan Bader and King Mo. And that's tonight happening. The Mitrione Nelson fight is happening tonight on Paramount Network.
Yeah, Paramount Network.
Used to be Spike.
Yep, Paramount.
Used to be Spike. I'll tell you, man, I think Bellator's doing their... Listen, Jay Glazer's going to join us. Jay Glazer now part of the broadcast team for Bellator. You know, I will say this. Bellator has really turned it around. You know, because to be honest with you, they're the ones that had, you know, Kimbo Slice, you know, against Dada. So you just feel like, well, what is this? But they've really turned it around with some legit people. It's really, to me, a great alternative to the UFC. And I find myself kind of watching this more than I even watch the UFC. And let's go right to the horse's mouth. The guy who is the newest member of the Bellator MMA family. He's on the broadcast team. You know him from NFL Sundays, all his great work with veterans. The great Jay Glazer joins us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans line. Jay, good morning, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, buddy. How are you, man? Living in Spring this morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Jim and Sean here in Miami. So tell me about this move to Bellator. What an exciting time for you, and what an exciting tournament, this Grand Prix going down tonight.
You know, I started my career. I was the first host of a national MMA show in America when I was doing the Pride Fighting Championships. Right when I signed with Pride, and it was Fox back in 2000, right after the 2003 season. And back then, it was great. We were doing these fights out of Japan. They were the same thing. There were these tournaments, which I love. And then I've done, you know, after that I did Elite XC and Strikeforce and then the UFC. And now I get to go back with the guy who used to run Strikeforce, Scott Coker. He runs Bellator. So he's a longtime friend of mine. There's a lot of friends of mine in the organization. Man, it's family to me. It's great. You know, I've got a couple F's in my life, and it's faith, football, fighting, and family. Now I get to be part of the Bellator family and the fight family. For me, it's fantastic. And yeah, tonight's the second round of the heavyweight Grand Prix. Again, we're doing this tournament style like we did back in Pride. It's you know, you're taking heavyweights, the biggest, baddest dudes on the planet from all different walks of life. You got guys who are light heavyweights. You got guys from all over the country. And you kind of throw them in one bag, mix them up, throw them around, and see who comes out at the end. It's great. There's nothing like it in the sport.
Now, Jay, with this heavyweight Grand Prix going on, which matchup, at least in the first round, we know Kael and Rampage have already fought, but the other three remaining, including tonight's, which is the matchup that kind of intrigues you the most?
Oh, Fedor Emelianenko against Frank Mir. I mean, Frank is the most decorated heavyweight of all time in the UFC, and Fedor is the most decorated heavyweight in the world of all time. And they're going to clash in Chicago in the next fight on NFL Draft Weekend. But then the last fight is... tonight's fight is a rematch. Matt Mitrione, Matt was actually Michael Strahan's backup for the Giants at one point. And Strahan, I think, is going to come tonight. And he is about as athletic as you possibly get. He's fighting big country Roy Nelson, who's got a ton of experience. But the last fight is a guy named Ryan Bader. He's fighting King Mo, the last fight of this first round. And, you know, you guys know how I've been involved in MMA for a long time. You know, I've had a couple fights, but then I started coaching guys, and I started this program where we started training NFL players. And Ryan Bader helped me. It was the first guy we ever trained to start the business. It was me, Ryan Bader, C.B. Dalloway, Randy Couture helped me out. And we trained this guy who was a long snapper from the Chiefs. Right? He was like a late-round pick. He was a long snapper. We trained him. We got him open up his hips, got his hands with him, you know, took a bunch of bad weight off his body. And he may not have been the baddest SOB on the planet, but we got him thinking he's the baddest SOB on the planet. And that long snapper ended up being Jared Allen.
Oh, wow.
And then that just started the whole program. So Ryan Bader, who's in this, you know, he is, at the time, Ryan had like one fight under his belt. He wrestled at ASU. And here I am hosting his fight in this heavyweight Grand Prix tournament. It's, I mean, who's got it better than me, boys? I wake up every day thanking God, and I'm thinking, like, I'm going to wake up one day, I'm actually still in fifth grade, and my mom wakes me up like, none of this actually happened.
We're talking to Jay Glazer. You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Glazer, talking about tonight, Mitrione against Nelson. Bellator's World Heavyweight Grand Prix going down tonight on Paramount Network. Jay will be hosting the coverage starting at 9 o'clock Eastern from the Mohegan Sun. There's a special place in the Mohegan Sun for me. I think I've helped build probably a couple of the rooms you're staying in, Jay, with the money that I've put down there from my days in Connecticut. But that's a whole different story. Man, I have a question for you. Between the NFL and yourself, phone and this, do you sleep at all, dude? Do you just like hang in the closet upside down and plug yourself in like a cell phone? When do you get any rest, man?
What's sleep? That's a cute thing. What's that? I've heard of it. It's a cute concept. I think it's something I've read about it in books. I've seen it in movies, but I think it's just a thing of fairy tales. There's no real such thing.
Jamaican cab drivers look at you and go, "Damn, that dude works a lot." I mean, it's crazy. Now,
well,
I'm
filming. I go yesterday. I'm in L.A. yesterday. I filmed Ballers for two scenes, for two episodes, and Ballers from, what was our original call time? Our call time was 7 a.m., and we got done at midnight. And then was at the airport 4.5 hours later to hop on a plane to come out here to Connecticut to do this fight. And, man, it's the only way I know how to live. I love it. Got out. Look, there's not a lot of skill I have. The only thing I do know how to do is outwork people.
And that's half the battle. And for Jay Glazer, we call that Thursday, right? That's just Thursday. Hey, Jay, I cannot let you go. We've worked together a little bit when my days at NFL Network. And again, I've never seen a guy with so much energy, so much passion for it. And tell me about, and I can't let you go, I need to know more about this MVP program that you have with vets and athletes. It's super important to me. How did you get into this? And tell us more how we can get into this stuff.
You know, actually, I really appreciate you bringing this up for me. First of all, you can visit our website, which is vetsandplayers.org. And, you know, what I'm trying to do is, you know, I've had a lot of experience being around the military as NFL players. And when they're done and talking to the guys, they have the same exact complaints. You know, I have our NFL players, a lot of these guys, when they're done, man, they don't leave the house. Or they're like, oh, I used to play in the NFL. And I'm trying to switch the narrative to, no, dude, you played in the NFL.
Right.
And you being an NFL player is not who you are. What's behind your ribcage to get you to beat out millions of people? That is who you are. So use that in your next step of life, like Strahan has. And, you know, our vets, they go overseas and they do stuff, man, the rest of us none of us could ever possibly even fathom doing. And then they come back and they think to themselves, oh, I'm different. And I'm trying to, again, change the narrative to, no, dude, you're different. Different is good. Different is what leads to success. Use your experiences over there. You know, you're a grace under fire, a courage under pressure. You're loyal to your teammates and your right and your left. Well, hell, that's who I want running my business. That's who I want running our country. So I'm trying to really just give them that, you know, switch the narrative. Own your scars. Use those, man. You got these scars. You know, we're talking about fighting. The only place people have tried with their scars are fighters with cauliflower hair. They wear them proudly. Well, I want our vets, our football players, anything that's ever happened, whether it's head injuries and concussions or knee injuries or back injuries, use that as pride to walk into every room and look at everybody out there and say, I'm not like the rest of you. And when you put them on a team again, and that's what we're doing with this MVP program, we're training them at our gym and different gyms for about a half hour, and then we sit around in these wrestling mats after, and we have what we call a fireside chat. We talk about why different is good, why we shouldn't commit suicide, why you got to value your own life. And we put every elephant right in the room about why you need to stay alive for the rest of us. How you have to use your experiences, and you've already overcome adversity, so use what you've already learned for that to overcome more adversity in your transition to go find success. And our results have been magical, man. And once we get these guys on a certain level, we've started to deploy them throughout the country. We deployed players and vets in Hurricane Harvey. We got into places to go rescue. We rescued a home of assisted living homes where the National Guard couldn't get in, and our guys got down there. We deployed in Vegas with the first responders. We helped them out. We deployed in the holiday season. So I couldn't be more proud, man. This is, I enjoy coaching people, but this is a different level. It's not a day that goes past where I don't learn from our vets when I'm sitting in there. So I just thank God I have this forum that I'm able to, bring these two groups together. And I'd like to, you use that cliche, if you save one life, it's enough. But we've saved a lot more than one life, and as a result, they're turning back around to save more lives. So please, go to vetsandplayers.org.
Yeah, it's the MVP program, Merging Vets and Players. Fantastic stuff. And trust me, I sit next to a Marine every day doing the show, so I know he appreciates it, and I appreciate it too, man.
Appreciate 100%.
Thank you, man. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Great thing you're doing, Jay.
All right, we gotta let you go. You got a busy day. Stay out of that casino and enjoy the fights tonight, Jay.
What do you mean stay out of the casino, man? I'm gonna go win some of that money you lost.
please, yeah. The Jim, enjoy the Jim Rodriguez suite that you're in. I'm sure. That's Jay Glazer, and don't forget to catch Bellator tonight, 194, the heavyweight Grand Prix, Nelson and Mitrione on Paramount Network, 9 o'clock Eastern, and follow Jay on Twitter at Jay Glazer. And he was brought to you on the show today by the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Let's take a break. Always, always good stuff hanging out with Jay Glazer. Always, man, just get you fired up. I want to run through a wall now just after talking to him. When we come back, are the Olympics ruining cities? The studies say, yeah. We'll be back. Sports Bosses, SB Nation Radio.